The Burt Show.
Most of you guys keep the elements out of your house by putting a sign in front of the house that says, beware of dog or security system, right? For her, Kristen here, she doesn't need any of that. She's got an attack Bart.
And I need a sign that I could put in my front yard before you pull in the driveway that says, beware of Bart. Not our three massive dogs who are all bark and no bite, but Bart's the only one in our house that has bite, and it's going to hurt. So I'm interested to see where this is going to go, but something happened on our property. And Mo, you had asked me during your podcast in the moment, have I ever seen Bart like riled up, like excited, whatever? And yeah. I gave you two examples of when he was pumped.
Yep.
Let me just tell you, this man's adrenaline and his anger was through the roof when he came in to tell me what somebody had done to our yard.
Oh.
And he was like, he goes, I'm getting lawyers involved. I'm getting lawyers involved. And I'm like, what are lawyers?
Again, if you're a new Burt Show listener, you have to understand Bart grew up at a farm. Or on a farm, getting up at like whatever, 4 a.m, tending to everything on a farm. So he's very structured, very even keel.
Very. Rides the middle constantly.
Organized, right? I mean, that farm mentality in Kentucky, that's real.
It is very real. And this is something different. I don't know if his other brothers, I haven't seen his other brothers exude this type of energy. But
this level of dysfunction?
No, I'm not saying this level of dysfunction, but this
passion?
This visceral reaction to whenever somebody messes with his yard. I don't know how passionate his other brothers, because I see certain like idiosyncrasies that are common, like the way his brother Ken sits is the exact same way Bart sits, and it was really freaky the first time they came over the house. So I don't know if they share this same passion, but I'm in the bedroom. Bart comes up and he goes, all right, I got to tell you something that happened, but I'm livid and I'm going to do something about it. And I'm like, oh, all right. And so he went to go talk to a neighbor. And anytime he says he went to go talk to a neighbor, my stomach sinks because I'm like, what damage have you done? And what, like, what do I have to do to go fix this? But, and we get along really well with all our neighbors. They all have kids. They all hang out in our house, in our front yard. So he goes, no, I went over and I told him, I'm like, listen, man, I'm not mad at you. I am not mad. I want to, like, he established the conversation with their neighbor that I am not mad at you. I'm mad at the people that came over who did the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, trying to explain our driveway, we have a shared driveway, and it's like this little mini bridge, right? So this water can pass under from however our yard sits. And then you go left to go to our neighbor's house, and you have to take this really sharp right to pull into our house. And the neighbor was taking a nap when his mulch was delivered. And it was mulch in the back of this big truck. So the truck has to back into this shared driveway bridge and then back up into their driveway and dump it. However, upon leaving, they hit our bridge on our side.
Oh, no.
And knocked a rock off.
Oh, no.
This little bridge is like, if you're into golf at all, I call it Amen Corner.
Yeah. It's very similar.
It's really what it looks like. It's just a little brick bridge that goes from the road into your driveway.
Yeah. No, it's really cute. It's a pain in the ass, but it's really cute. And then also, we just got our driveway repaved, right? And the truck, not only did it hit our side of the bridge and knocked a stone off, but when they back up, they took a divot out of our yard and sloped the driveway.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like Bart walks around with like an inner 85-year-old all the time.
Yes. And so he, because one of the kids was walking on the bridge and the rock fell off. And he was perplexed. And so Bart put it all together, right? Like, he was a very, like, Columbo about it, and he put his inner detective and figured it all out. And so he told our neighbor, he goes, I'm not mad. And it's like, picture Bart, you know, he's like, I'm not mad they hit my bridge. I'm not mad they put a divot in my yard. I'm mad that they thought they could get away with it and they tried to slink off in the middle of the night.
That's fair.
Even though it was in the middle of the day. And it's on a Ring camera, so it's like they can't deny it. So he told our neighbor, they need to cut me a check. I'm not going to tell them how much, but they need to cut me a check. And if they don't, I'll have my lawyers contact them.
Oh.
And I'm just like, this, I haven't seen, I think there may be some other things going on in Bart's life that are like, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. But I will keep you updated because I haven't heard yet if this mulch company has reached back out to my husband, has offered to cut a check to fix the bridge in the yard. And if so, which one of our friends who's a lawyer, we're going to have send a draw up a letter to them.
I need to introduce Bart to somebody that I know is his soulmate. And I'll tell you who it is. There's an 85-year-old man, no kidding, in my subdivision. He is the first house as you come into the subdivision, right? Anytime anybody is driving over the speed limit, this man gets out there and he is your typical 85-year-old yelling at them, slow it down! But like, I mean at a anger pitch that you are sure he is going to have a heart attack. That is Bart's future right there. These two would get along so well.
If that's his future, that's my future.
Correct.
That's my future.
You'll never come out of that.
No, you don't.
The Bert Show.